get up a little bit early, but we went up to Wrigley Field and took in the Cubs game. And man, it's an awesome, we've never been there before, and man, you've got a fine ballpark here, and a very spirited crowd, So, we're pretty fired up on baseball ourselves. We're all big Giants fans. Anyone know if the Giants won or lost tonight? Won? They probably won. So anyway, we're pretty fired up on baseball. We're gonna sing our baseball song. We're gonna dedicate this one to the Chicago Cubs. This song comes from an earlier time. This is an earlier time. This is the year is 1970. And it was the year that psychedelic culture and professional baseball found their way to each other. The man's name was Doc Ellis, and he pitched a no-hitter on LSD. True story. Doc Ellis didn't think he was pitching the day back in 1970. When he and his wife took a trip to the ballpark a little bit differently. By the time that he hit the bullpen, half the world had melted away. That's about the time Coach Murdoch came and said, Doc, you'll pitch today. Taking the mound, the ground turned into the icing on a good day cake. The leadoff man came up and turned into a dancing rattlesnake. The crowd dragged back and forth in waves of colors underneath the sun. The ball turned into a silver balloon in his arm into a gun. I took a look all around the world one time, found a discovery. Hallucinating Halloween scenes with Easter swing on the van. A single look like it was falling off a table, but nobody was hallucinating that. I took a look all around the world one time, found a discovery. You can't judge a book. Fits. By the bottom of the eighth, he was up to nothing, and they still hadn't got any hits. With one hour left to go in the game, the batter looked like a baby child. The birthday cake was shaking, and those waves of color were going wild. Dance for the sound of the world going round, completely unaware of the wind.
Royalties would say he was scattered that day. He was pretty as a pitcher could be. Was a top dog killer, so the Pittsburgh Pirates threw a no-hitter on LSD. I took a look around the world.